Period 4. Activity 4. Part 1. Hisham Al-Qudsi.
Here, Mr. Woods.
Anna Voroshilov.
Here, Mr. Woods.
And finally, Barbara Ziegler.
Here, Mr. Woods.
Good. Right. Let's begin. A little later in the lesson, we're going to hear a radio programme for schools about people's names. But before we do that, let's talk about our names. This is America, so almost all of our families once lived in other countries. Perhaps your ancestors came to America long ago, or perhaps it was your parents who moved to the USA only a few years ago. But they came from countries everywhere round the world. Think of the names I've just read out. Hisham, I think you're from an Arab country, aren't you?
Yes, I'm from Palestine. My family come from Jerusalem.
And Anna, were your people from Russia?
Sure. Voroshilov is a very Russian name.
And Barbara, I'm guessing that your family come from Germany.
That's right. My grandparents came over here many years ago.
Part 2. Now, names from different parts of the world sometimes seem very different, but they can mean the same thing. For example, think of two of your names here, Rob MacDonald and Mary O'Donnell. MacDonald is a name from Scotland, and O'Donnell is a name from Ireland, but they mean the same thing. Donnell is really the same name as Donald. And another thing, O is short for of, and Mac means the same thing, of or the son of. So, a long time ago, you both had an ancestor with the name Donald. So, Rob, you're Rob of the family of Donald. And Mary, you're Mary of the family of Donald. And a lot of people once moved between Ireland and Scotland long ago. So perhaps it was even the same Donald.
Hi, Cousin Mary.
Hi, Cousin Rob.
Hey, maybe we're cousins too, Mr. Woods.
Really?
You see, my people come from Japan, and my name means woods in Japanese.
Well, I think it means that we both had ancestors who lived in or near some woods. But you see, my family came over from England long ago, so maybe, just maybe, they were different woods. Well now, it's almost time for that radio programme.